Who says local events can't crank out record numbers? With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, some tough questions are being faced this week following the death of a Sudbury skydiver. Investigations revealed that the skydiver collided with another jumper shortly after launching himself from the plane, causing him to lose consciousness. What's more is that his emergency services deployment device was out being serviced at the time of the jump. He was 27 years old. North Bay police say they're still investigating the collision involving a city bus and a cyclist just before the weekend. They say that the bus was on Wild Street making a left turn onto McIntyre Street East. It is alleged that the cyclist was passing several cars while pedaling along the center line when he was struck by the driver's side of the bus making a left turn. The cyclist was taken to hospital and treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The search for a Timmins man has been suspended pending further investigation. 44-year-old Christopher Rivers was last seen on August the 28th. On September the 6th, the car Rivers was driving was believed to have been located off Murphy Road in the north end of the city. Anyone with information on 44-year-old Christopher Rivers is asked to contact police. A white bicycle has been set up on permanent display in Greater Sudbury. The monument of sorts was placed near the site where a local dentist, Bob Delozio, was struck and killed pedaling home from downtown on Paris Street. His family says even though he was a man of 85, he was still a young man at heart with much energy and much to offer the community. The bike is to commemorate someone who has died in a cycling accident and reminding those passing by to respect the space of cyclists using the roadway. While the damage was widespread across several locations, including the state of Florida, Care Canada aid workers in Havana, Cuba say it could take years before Cuba fully recovers from Hurricane Irma. In addition to massive damage done to business and homes, the death toll is at 10. Local farmers say that their crops and several plantations have been destroyed, while some say that it will set them back 3 to 4 months. Others say it could be 3 to 4 years before they finally recover. And finally, great weather outside and good community fanfare inside paved the way this past weekend for the Timmins Fall Fair. With an estimated 5,500 people in attendance over the two-day event at the Mountjoy Arena, numbers were at their highest in recent memory. The community says this was a celebration of local tenders and the local farming community. For local news and weather anytime, go to KFMradio.ca.